Hey Google, what time is it?
It's 7:34 a.m.
Hey Google, what's today's date?
It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024.
Okay, I just wanted to I usually don't do this because I already did a podcast yesterday. So that's my main podcast. This is just I read an article and I wanted to respond to the article by Darian Shiny. And I believe it's called the name of the title of the article is called, hold on, I gotta scroll all the way up to the top. It's on Entrepreneur. So the magazine is Entrepreneur. The author of the article is Darian Shiny, and then the title is called The Best Communicators Follow These Three Rules When Talking to Those in Authority, right? So this is really just a follow-up to my podcast that I did yesterday. And so that I can apply what I took from his article, one, I want the coders, the designers, the manufacturers, and the surgeons that created this technology to be able to track and trace the digital footprint of who has access, what has access, where they're accessing it. At not just on the geographical map, but also inside the human body. When they're using it, who they're targeting. And then, two, I want there to be once you can track the one is once you can track the digital footprint of those elements that I just listed, then, two, I want there to be accountability and penalty for misuse and abuse of the biotech. But before you can even apply to, you would have to establish what is considered misuse, what is considered abuse, what is the right and the wrong way to use the biotech. Should you even be using it at all? Bottom line is it was snuck in my body. It's part of my existence at this point because it's been in my body for 9 years. So we can start there. You know, like I'm basically responding to your step three. Am I just venting, or do I need to give clear communications and let you know? I'm not just venting. I'm giving clear communications, and I'm also saying what I would like you to act on. So my manuscript is one of action. My manuscript actually provides solutions. So the whole thing is, you use the word overseers. I'm much smarter than that because I didn't just list the problem in my manuscript. What's the matter? The psychology of feeling in the era of AI. I provided the solution. Solutions that none of you so-called overseers, and I'm not even trying to be smart like Darian. I think your article was very structured, well written, very clear. I felt like it was very helpful. So I don't want to come off arrogant like I'm being smart. I'm not. But what I'm trying to say is my manuscript that I wrote called What's the Matter? What's the Matter? The Psychology of Feeling in the Era of AI doesn't just my manuscript doesn't just list the problem, it provides the solution. My ideas, not something given to me, provided to me from a manager or an overseer. No, I said what the problem was, and then I offered a solution, even to the pain that I feel, believe it or not. I offered a construct, a solution that is biomedical that could be possible one day. You know, of course, it would have to be done by what I call the smart people, but I use this example of later on in my manuscript, I used the example of the painter didn't make the paint. The the person that designed the access database didn't code access. The angel investor was not the inventor. Like I use these examples, and they're written much better than what I'm saying now, because I'm kind of talking fast and I'm talking off the cuff. But what I'm saying is that everyone plays a part when it comes to ideas and solutions. And I provided my own solutions to my problems in my manuscript, taking my ideas and my solutions to the problems with this biotech, to the people that I know that could make it happen. So I was very clear and concise in my manuscript. I didn't just complain. I didn't just vent. I said what the problems were, and I also said what the solutions could be. I even designed the perfect human who could possess this biotech without all the egregious things that come along with it. I restructured even the way that you use it. Like, so if you read my manuscript, it's 538 pages. If it hasn't been edited, if certain parts of my manuscript hasn't been taken out, you will see that I'm not just a complainer. I provide solutions. I provide ideas. I'm very clear about what I want. I even gave an idea of how you could track the digital footprint of the biotech that's in my body. I didn't just say I want the coders and the designers to track the digital footprint of the biotech in my body. I actually provided a layman's UML verbal diagram of how they could even do that. Like I said, this is what you need to be able to do. Like how the human body is a map. The nerves are a map. They've been able to map my nerves to be able to penetrate my nerves. Why aren't they labeled with keystrokes? There's identifiers when you use Bluetooth. There's identifiers when it comes to reception. To be able to send and receive, there are identifiers. Do you know, obviously whoever's pinching or penetrating my nerves is pushing on something. There's some type of identifier. Are you able to capture that, to be able to you won't know who, but you could at least know when, you can at least know what, you can at least know where on the map. And even once you know where, that doesn't mean that you know who, because where could just be where the equipment is. That doesn't mean that whoever's accessing it is where the equipment is, because everything that y'all do now, everything that's happening now is remote. But that's a start, because once you know where the equipment is, then you can figure out who's accessing it. And it's the same thing with the way that my body is being targeted. So I don't just, my manuscript is not one where I'm venting. My manuscript is talks about the biomedical solutions to the problems that I have with this pain, this unnecessary pain that's inflicted on me by this biotech that was snuck in my body. I provide a solution. When I say I want you to be able to track the digital footprint of the people who have access to this biotech, I provide a solution. I say how you can do it. I even say how you can set it up to be done. So if, as long as someone didn't try to edit my manuscript or take out those solutions, I have done that. I'm not just a venter. I don't just vent. That's why I wrote the manuscript. Those are my ideas, my solutions. And when I say that I use peer review articles, most of the scientists that I use, the psychologists I use, could not contemplate having biotech in their body. None of their research or science has anything to do with the psychology of feeling with someone who has biotech in their body. So even their ideas, I didn't steal. I just used them. I used them as an example to push forward my narrative, my ideas, and my explanation of how I cope psychologically with this biotech in my body, how I feel emotionally with this biotech in my body, how it affects me physically with this biotech in my body, how it affects me cognitively with this biotech in my body, how it affects me socially with this biotech in my body. And believe it or not, some of those rudimentary, fundamental psychological theories do apply. And because they've already been accepted by the science world, then it's a lot easier for people who can create change to listen and understand and maybe entertain some of the things that I'm saying, some of the ideas that I have about how you can apply your research, your science to the biomedical industry and to the biotech that's in my body. Even when I talk about the phenotype NAV1.7, that research was done by a bunch of other scientists and doctors, but it was not connected to someone who has biotech in their body. But it can be connected to someone who has biotech in their body because it can reduce pain. Is there any way to replicate that? So I just want you to know that I'm not a venter. I'm an inventor. I don't just complain. I don't just vent. I'm very clear about what I want. It's been in my body for 9 years and no one should be able to use it on me to hurt me. But they're using it on me to hurt me because they can, because there's no accountability. There's no penalty. I don't even think that the people who put this biotech in my body, I don't think that there's anyone watching or able to track the digital footprint of who's doing this to me, what they're using to do this to me. You know why? Because if you knew who was doing this to me, if you knew when they were doing it, what they were doing it, what they were doing to me, if you had any morals at all, if you had any standards of ethics at all, if you wanted to follow US law at all, then there would be accountability and penalty for the way that it's being used. So I really feel like, you know, like I'm the first model of, you know, of this biotech, that it was a fishing expedition, that they half-assed, and I should be paid millions for their half-assed science that they and technology that they snuck in my body that has been at my expense and at someone else's profit and research. So just so you know, I want you to read my manuscript. You know, I probably, you know, I'm revealing the things in my manuscript, but at this point I said, after Oppenheimer, I feel like don't hold anything back, because you wrote all this stuff and you held it back. And then they took your words and made millions of dollars off of it. I mean, even, you know, like the kids movie, The School of Good and Evil. I really like that film, but that film is based on the first two chapters of my book, The House of Fire, The Libertarian and the Butcher. It's like it's a complete correlation with my manuscript. It was from a child, you know, it was a children's story, but I felt like it was good because it articulated it articulated how I saw what happened to me and the science of it and how it could be used and how it could be used one way or the other. So I feel like whoever read my manuscript, you understood how I saw it. Clearly you did. And I also feel like there was some shade in it as well. I talk about that in a earlier recording. I actually did a recording on The School of Good and Evil. I did a recording on it. But there's so many movies. X-Men Phoenix, it was about me. It Charles used the lines from my recordings from 2015 and 2016 in X-Men Phoenix. And I am on fire. Except I'm a Black woman on fire. I am on fire. The only thing that I've always said is I always feel like the origins of this biotech, other people knew certain things before I knew. Even when I watched Got, like Danny is my, you know, like I have my alter egos, and it's Danny, Yennefer, Helly, and Alice. So like, Helly is from Severance. Alice is Alice. You know, you have to see Alice. Kiki Palmer plays Alice. Yennefer is from The Witcher. And Danny, right? Those are my alter egos. Those are my gestalts of how I see myself. and Lucy too. But the only one that came before me was Got. Everything else came after me. But I feel like it articulates, like, when you have like alter ego fans, I feel like they're my gestalt. They're the multifacets. And then also the lady that has done pretty much every segment of my life, her movies have emulated it. The Handmaid's Tale, which I cannot watch because I get really upset when I watch it. Like, sometimes it makes me want to cry, and it's very frustrating to watch. So I don't watch The Handmaid's Tale. I saw Natasha Kinski's, I think that's her name, Liam Neeson's wife. I seen the original one years ago when I was way younger, way before my surgery. I did see that one, but the series, I've tried to watch it and I can't watch it. It turns my stomach. I get angry and frustrated because I feel like it sensationalizes something that's fact. They try to make it seem like it's nonfiction. They try to make it seem like it's fiction, but really it's becoming nonfiction, and it's a little scary. And I feel like it's been sensationalized when it's really horrific. And I can't watch it because it's too true. I get too angry. And I don't like being a victim or not having control over a situation that just seems powerless. It just is very frustrating to watch that show. But she's done Invisible Man, perfect, classic, emulation, gestalt example of what this feels like sometimes, you know, because even in that movie, he played interference in her life, trying to make it look like she was crazy so that she couldn't go anywhere and do anything. So it was his way of discrediting her as a human, as a independent thinking woman, so that she would always, so she would feel like she couldn't do anything, go anywhere, take care of herself, so she would be vulnerable and dependent. So I've always felt like that's what someone tries to do to me with the biotech. They're always trying to make themselves relevant by like hurting me with the biotech. Like, even yesterday after I did my podcast, I got stabbed in my head several times. I got digitally raped while I was playing Scrabble. It was weird. And then I like sat on all these blankets so that I wouldn't feel what someone was doing to me. So it was like a mock. It was like a follow-up mock to my podcast. It was meant to make me feel powerless. It was just like the Invisible Man. Like, whoever was hurting me was trying to let me know that my words were in vain, that no one's going to help me, that nothing's going to change, that I have no power, and that they can do whatever they want to me, and there's nothing that I can do about it. So, you know, that's exactly how the Invisible Man was, except she did finally do something about it at the end, you know, and I feel like even that, if I was to do that, that plays into the narrative of making me the villain, because really at the end of the day, whoever is hurting me is hoping that I snap so that they can get my body. Because like I said, the biotech outside of my body has no value. I'm the complete puzzle put together. You know, I'm the complete puzzle put together. So knowing that means that you're really probably not trying to get the biotech out of my body. You're trying to get my whole body. Because I've been radioactive for 9 years or more. So, and you know, and then I look over the years, like I was looking at some of my poems that I did publicly, and I realized that you are a broken record, Nicola, because I say some of the same things in some of my recordings all the time. And it's sad a little bit. It's sad a little bit, you know, because not much has changed. And every time I do these podcasts, every time I speak out, someone doubles down with the attacks, right? Like how what happened yesterday, someone doubled down with the attack. So it made me think that maybe I am being censored, and then hopefully I'm not being censored. Like maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but I just feel like whoever did that to me feels entitled and they feel emboldened. So it was like from one end, I'm getting stabbed all over my head. And then I actually said that it seems like you're running plays so that when I keep getting solicited for these job opportunities. And I said that whoever keeps stabbing me in my head, so I said that you're and digitally raping me. I said, it seems like you're running plays. You're trying to see how much pain you can hurt me with and get some type of reaction from me, because you're basically running the plays while I'm home in my room so that you can do the same things when I'm in the office. So you're trying to see at what point can you create terrorism by using certain amounts of pain, catastrophic pain, to hurt me. And I was like, I won't be in the office working for nobody under these circumstances. I'll be in my own office running my own business where it won't matter what happens to me because I'm the boss. You know, like that's how I feel. And then I said, why is it that I can't make money on with my podcast, with publishing my book, with my patent designs, with my products, you know, because I have two patents. One of my patents is very hard to make. It's like it's very hard to make. And then my other patent is I use it, but it's still not the full complete design of what I actually have a patent on. So my smart stand up, what I actually have a patent on, I use my smart stand up all the time and I can sell it. But the actual design, the one that I actually got a patent on, it collapses flat. It has a mirror in it and you can use it as a mirror. It collapses flat and it holds your tablet, your cell phone, picture frames, whatever you want. And you can even put it on as a keychain if you want to. So that is like my complete patent. It's kind of like it opens up into different levels, just like a laptop. So if you have like a laptop and you know how it opens and closes and it stops where you want it to stop, and then it collapses flat, and then when you open it, it has a mirror and you can put it on your keys. That is my patent. That is what I actually have a patent on with the USPTO office, which I feel like is very versatile as far as like its usage, you know, because it's like a square that has, you know, that you can put your any kind of device in while you're out at eating and stuff. And then, you know, to have it with your keys is also a great thing too. So anywho, and then my bendable pillow headsets, I created those because of, after I woke up from my surgery, I had tinnitus in my ears. And I didn't even call it tinnitus, but you know, this biotech does a whole lot of things. I'll leave it like that. This biotech does much more than what I typically talk about in my recordings. There's a lot, everyone probably thinks that I've said everything that this biotech does. I have not. I really haven't. I have not said everything that this biotech does. I won't say everything that it does because some of it is like, I don't know. Some of it, I talk about the things that happen frequently. How about I say that? So the things that happen frequently, I've been able to like observe myself, observe it in slow motion, where I feel like I'm very comfortable talking about it, explaining what it feels like, how it affects me, how it affects me emotionally and physically, how it affects me socially, how it affects me cognitively. I can talk about it because it's been repetitive. It's happened so many times that I feel like I'm able to articulate it in a full 360 degree circle. But there are other things that I probably could do that with too, but I just don't, because it's just like, I just don't. But anywho, moving on. So I said this was going to be a short recording, and it is. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I need to say? Uh, I wish you could pause, like, because this is a live. So I, like, wish I could pause it and just review it real quick and just make sure that I didn't. Yeah, there was something else I wanted to say. So I was talking about the whole, why can't I make money doing the things that I want to do that make me less vulnerable to certain things? Like, I the way I looked at it is like when Spotify said that I only had 3 listeners when they were my main platform because they bought Anchor. I knew that they were lying. Even Amazon saying that only 13 pages of my manuscript were read since January, I know that's a lie unless they're censoring me. And then Apple telling me that I had 8 listeners on my Apple podcast, I knew that that was a lie unless they were censoring me. So I was like, okay, so you censor my truth about something that is the biotech that is in my body. So you basically, you won't pay me for sneaking it in my body. Meaning, in the article that Darian wrote, he was saying, like, you should know when to contact an attorney and a doctor. So I felt like, no offense, but I did feel like you listened to my podcast, the last one, but I feel like you must hadn't listened to any other ones. Because I have contacted doctors and attorneys, and the doctors, they don't tell the truth about the fact that I had this biotech in my body, and I've had 2 CT scans, and I believe my CT scan shows the biotech in my body. So that's just, and I've been to more than one doctor, and I've had more than one CT scan by 2 different doctors, and they're lying. They are lying. They are collaborating. And they are gaslighting me and not telling the truth about the biotech that's in my body. And they're trying to play it off like I'm crazy. And then when I call attorneys, they tell me that I have to get proof that the biotech is in my body. And like I did said in my last recording, we all know that sometimes during medical procedures, bad things happen. Someone makes an accusation and the other denies it, and so both get attorneys, and then they have what's called discovery. And during the time of discovery, the person that's saying that this happened and the person that's saying that it's not happened typically gets doctors that discover the facts about the case to see if it's true or not. So the attorneys are even gaslighting me because they could do that. If I say that Dr. Fred Price snuck a implant in my body, biotech in my body, and then Allegheny Health Network lies and says that they didn't, well, we can discover the truth. My attorney could say, I'm going to get doctors to see if she's lying or telling the truth. And their doctors could then do what they need to do. But they already know the biotech is in my body. That's why they're not doing that. Like, this is like not rocket science. This is and then someone is using it on me to hurt me. So that you know, Darian, I do know when to contact a doctor. I do know when to contact an attorney. And I've done that over a number of years. I just stopped at this point because they lied to me. So I just put everything out in the street, all the business, everything, because I feel like they've given me no way out. They want my body. They've given me no justice. I've contacted many attorneys and I have proof of it. I have real proof. Like, I keep notes. I keep all kinds of proof. I've contacted doctors. I have proof. I actually have an attorney for something. I told them about the biotech in my body and they don't do anything because they know it's in my body. This is why I'm telling you our country is in trouble. They don't even follow their own law. They cherry pick who has to follow the law and who can break it. And they justify and villainize people and discredit people so that they don't have to abide by the law. So the laws are relative to the individual. They're subject to the circumstance and the individual. They're not applied fairly, period. And our justice system, to me, in my opinion, it's not really a good justice system, in my opinion. I mean, I've had 9 years of dealing with so-called justice system, so-called no one's above the law, so-called due diligence, due process. If you see something, say something. If in my case, you feel something, tell somebody, and they just lie. Like that's basically it. They just lie. It's a rude awakening to the fact that our justice system is like the Matrix or something. I'm not going to say that it doesn't follow or come through at times for certain people. I mean, you know, but it's just not an ideal that hasn't been realized. Like, and where does that come from? Gladiator. And that's what I have been in these last 9 years. I have been Gladiator. So yeah. Anywho, moving on from there. No, but I was just saying, even with the if they are censoring me, I feel like I even said that I can't choose how I love because someone remote controls my vagina against my will, without my consent, without my participation, without my reciprocation, but I can choose how I labor, right? So I can't choose how I love, but I can choose how I labor. That reminds me of 1865, right? And even if in fact Spotify said I only had 3 listeners, Amazon said only 13 pages of my manuscript have been read, and Apple said I only had 8 listeners, either they're lying or I'm being censored. So I look at it like I can't make money writing my own story, telling my own story about my own personal experiences. I can't profit from that. But you send me opportunities where I can labor in a way that benefits not really me, because I'm being subjected and I'm vulnerable because of the way someone uses the biotech on my body, but somehow benefit. It's like putting me on display and using me in a way, to me, that is undignified, in a way that benefits someone else at my expense again. Because it's like, why can't I choose how I profit? And why do you get to block and censor what I profit from if it's based on something that I've personally gone through? So I'm talking, like, even my manuscript is about me. It's about the biotech in my body. So once again, that's like treating me like property. Like, I don't have the right to talk about the biotech that is in my body, because they don't see me as human. They see me as property. They see, because I have the biotech in my body, I'm property. I don't have the right to talk about the biotech that they snuck in my body. Even my podcast, I don't have the right to tell their secrets about the biotech that they snuck in my body. I can't profit from that. That's property. That's 1860. That's because you snuck the biotech in my body. My rights are no longer valid. What takes precedence is the biotech in my body, and my rights are no longer allowed. Even with the way that it's being used on me, my rights are being violated by the way that I was hurt after I did my podcast yesterday. So I can't profit that way. For national security, for my protection, right? So let's just say they're protecting me, which maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know. Maybe if that's why I'm being censored, it's like we're protecting you, we're protecting your identity, right? So, but in your way of protecting me, if that is the case, right? If you were censoring my words or taking out certain things out of my manuscript or blocking certain things that I say because you're so-called protecting me, you also are blocking me from profiting, right? How are you protecting me at the workplace? Getting burned, stabbed out, raped out of my bed, buzzed out of my bed, stabbed at the top of my head. Where's the protection there? Like, I'm just saying, if your whole reason for maybe blocking, censoring, and curtailing the things that I say about the biotech, my truth, and keeping the profit from me, if it's so-called for my protection, then why do I keep getting these calls for these jobs where I'll be in a more vulnerable position, not being protected, where the burden will be on me, because now you're doing all these things to me with the biotech in areas and situations where I'm even more vulnerable, more exposed in a under camera, in a conditioned environment. Where's my protection there? So I just feel like it's bullshit. That's not really true. You're trying to use me and abuse me and not pay me under U.S. law for doing something to me that's illegal, because I feel like both of them would make me lots of money, would pay for my pay for my lifestyle and help me pay my bills and get out of debt. But one, you so-called are protecting me. You're trying to censor me so that I can't, but you also aren't funding or giving me any money to help support myself in a way that is decent. Like, the money that I get now is pennies. It doesn't put a dent in my full bill responsibility, and it will never get me out of debt, never. Okay, but the electromagnetic waves hitting my skin does all these things to me. And then these job opportunities, to me, I feel like it really is just putting me on display. It's like going further into the communistic, past the communistic view of where I feel like they want to take our country. And they're trying to make a conditioned, forced environment look like it's somehow a choice by denying me resources, by withholding money and truth and justice, blocking me in a corner where I'm in such a financial deficit that I'm now put in this environment that isn't really a choice. It's like I'm being forced into this environment. And then even how I got digitally raped yesterday, I didn't choose that. It happened and I ignored it. How I got stabbed in my head, I didn't choose that. I ignored it. So it's like, you know, even put me in this environment, you're like using the biotech like it's 1865. There's not a whole lot of choices going on here. And then there's this conditioning, and then you try to make it look good, but it's not good. Like how you would drive down my block. My block is a nice block. The grass is cut. The houses look nice. It's a facade. But then when you come in my house, you see the hatred, you see the wrong, you see how is it that you snuck biotech in her body and she's living like this? Like, this is like fucking third world, literally. Like, you should go in my bathroom, in my kitchen. And then I always say President Biden, put my CT scan up on one picture with the truth of what they did to me, and then put my kitchen and bathroom in the ceiling next to it, in the sinks, in the tubs, in the toilets, like put all of that aligned. That's why I always wonder about Trump. You know, I do. I wonder, because he had all those classified top secret boxes next to the toilet. And I felt like it was a mock. Like, put my CT scan and probably the video recording of my surgery next to my kitchen and my bathroom and my ceilings and my roof. Like, you can't sweep and mop the ceiling and the roof. You can't sweep and mop the tub into from being tarnished. Even if you clean it really well, tarnished, you can't do that. Like, put all my bills, my debt, my school loans, all of that up against what Allegheny Health Network did to me, and tell me if it's not fucking evil. It's evil, 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 and hateful and rotten to the fucking core. Like, for real. So, anywho, Darian, I started off with two very clear, concise things that I would like done when it comes to the biotech. And if you read my manuscript, for every complaint that I have about the biotech, I provide a solution, like my own ideas, a solution. I don't just complain. I say what the issues are and I say how to fix them. I say what the issues are and I say how to change them. I say what the issues are, even some of the social issues. I even brought up the whole thing about a woman's right to choose, right? And I said that a woman's right to choose is really about a woman's right to choose what happens to her body. I talk about the ambiguous nature of the law and how now that they're putting biotech inside the human body, that Roe is much bigger than just about abortion. Just the premise of it was about choosing what happens to your body. And I feel like that's why they wanted to get rid of Roe. I feel like they wanted to get rid of Roe because it was ambiguous in this decision, because it started with choosing what happens to your body and one of those things happened to be the pregnancy. But that was not the main premise. The premise was I have the right to choose what happens to my body, right? So they have to rewrite Roe. They had to get rid of Roe because me could go to the Supreme Court and they wanted to make sure that I couldn't. They want to say Roe says that the premise of Roe is you have the right to choose what happens to your body. I'm not choosing some of the things that are happening to my body, right? I talked about that. Someone even deleted one of my paragraphs and I had to rewrite it because it was so clear. It was so clear as to some of the reasons they wanted to get rid of Roe. Roe has to do with choosing what happens to your body, which now, if you notice in the beginning, when Roe became an issue a few years ago, everyone was saying choosing what happens to your body, right? Then they changed it and they said choose what happens during pregnancy. But if you read the whole thing of Roe, it was brought up because you have the right to choose what happens to your body. They had to get rid of Roe because of what they're doing with the biotech. You don't get to choose. I didn't get to choose with this biotech being snuck in my body. They snuck it in. That's the whole word, snuck. They lied to me, told me I need a hysterectomy, and they snuck it in my body. And then they're using it on me in adverse ways, like doing things to my vaginal area against my will. I'm not choosing that. It's being forced on me. So I now that we don't have Roe, if I get an attorney, And it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, I can't use the premise of Roe to say that I have the right to choose what happens to my body. This is on purpose. What they have done is on purpose. It's by design. It's so clear. And then I even try to identify with women who are struggling with being forced to have children. When I said in Texas, I said for the people who want to sue the women who sue them to make them not have abortions, I said with their lawsuit, they should also be the ones to support that child for 18 years. So if you want to fight to tell a woman that she should not have an abortion, then put your money where your mouth is. You also must want to support this child that you don't want this lady to abort for 18 years. Let's see how many lawsuits come then. So you get to tell someone what to do at their expense, right? Not at your expense, but at their expense. But you don't have to back it with financial support. You shouldn't have the right to sue. How can you tell someone they can't have an abortion and you're not willing to financially back them? Because it's not just caring in a child, it's supporting a child as well. You're going to support this kid? You want to help this woman take care of this baby and she working at McDonald's part-time and her rent is like triple the amount and her man is not her man, it's some guy she met at a club? You going to help her pay? You going to help her feed this kid and take care of this kid? Okay, you go on and sue. Put your money where your mouth is, right? So, Darian, I really did like your article. I read the whole thing. And you as the overseer, I hope that you took my first 2 points in the beginning of this recording. And, being able to track the digital footprint of who is using this biotech, having accountability and penalty for those that misuse it is a start. But then I also said there were things before that you would have to do, in order to penalize and hold someone accountable for misuse, what is the use? What is the purpose? How should it be used? How should it not be used? I know that me getting stabbed in my head yesterday and fondled in my vaginal area remotely, I know that can't be a part of proper use, right? So where's the penalty for the misuse? So yeah, I'm very clear and concise on what I want. Trust. Please read my manuscript. I talk about a whole lot of things in that manuscript. Whole lot of stuff. So, yes, that's the end of this recording.